Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, and we're starting Klal Nun Beis. So in Klal Nun Beis, he deals with the halacha of soups and juices. So juice is something that you squeeze the liquid out of the fruit or a vegetable, and what bracha do you make on this liquid which comes out? And the soup is when you cook it, and you extract the flavor from the fruit or vegetable, and you put in and it gets absorbed into the water, and it becomes a soup. A scenario of a soup which the actual vegetable itself dissolves and becomes part of the soup. We go back to the question which we discussed before of when you crush, mash, or in some way change the fruit itself. So that's really a different question. But we're talking about a case over here where the person has extracted the flavor from the vegetable or fruit, and it is absorbed into the water. So that's not the fruit itself. So arguably, if we said before, when you crush or mash a fruit or vegetable to the point where it's not recognizable at all, the bracha is a shahakol, so we hear the bracha should be a shahakol as well. But what's interesting is the following. The Gemara says, and this is the question which we're trying to grapple with to understand the difference between the two Gemaras and how we apply everything together. The Gemara talks about the fruit juice, and the Gemara says that if you squeeze a fruit and you extract the juice, the bracha is a shahakol. The bracha of fruit juice is a shahakol. The Gemara says, zeyabam, it's not the actual fruit. It's just like this. If you would picture the fruit sort of letting certain amounts of moisture come onto its surface, that's zeyel, it's like sweating. So it's like, so you cause it to sweat really well. And some fruits, if you let them sit for a while in the warm room, moisture will develop on the outside of the fruit. It's the liquid in the fruit expanding and expressing out. So this is just the same idea. And the bracha is a shahakol. It's not the fruit itself. However, the Gemara says a case of cooking vegetables and taking the liquid, and the Gemara says the mei shlokas is kishlokas. Shelik was an act of, according to Rashi, a cooking more than usual. So overcooking. So it says that with the bracha, when you are shelik a vegetable, you take the vegetable and you cook it very, very well. So the bracha on that liquid is the same bracha as the vegetable itself. So now there seems to be, if anything, it's counterintuitive. When you take the actual fruit itself and you take the liquid out, the bracha is a shahakol. And when you cook the vegetable in water, so you're discussing drinking the water, which is not the vegetable at all, the bracha is the same as the vegetable itself. So in order to reconcile these two gemaras, the Rishonim give different answers, and they have each one of those answers plays itself out in halacha lamaisa. So the Chayadim starts and he says, a mevashal yirokos lachila. A person cooks yirokos lachila with intention of eating the yirokos as well. So if a person will cook the yirokos and his sole interest is to extract the flavor into the water, and then he's going to throw out the yirokos, so he has no intention to eat the yirokos. So that's a different din. That, in that situation, if we don't look at the water as being an extension of the fruit itself, of the vegetable itself, it's the opposite. The vegetable is there to just sort of service the water. But in a case where you cook the vegetable with intent to eat the vegetable, so the water is there while they're together, the water is clearly there to facilitate the vegetable becoming edible. So then we can look at the water as being an extension of the vegetable. So before, so if you eat the gravy, literally the soup, together with the vegetable, so the bracha of the vegetable includes the soup as well. But in case a person would then afterwards separate the soup from the vegetables, so he has the broth, which has the vegetable flavor, but there's no vegetables in it. and he plans to eat the vegetables, so he's eating, let's say, the broth in the morning, and he's going to have the vegetables for lunch. So he cooked it to eat it. He's going to eat it later, so he's not eating it with the broth. So he makes on the broth a bracha b'rei pi adama, even though he's not eating it with the vegetable. Now he says, he asked the question, was how does this reconcile with the halacha that when you squeeze fruit and you extract the juice, the bracha is a shahakol? So he gives one answer here in Siman Aleph. He's going to develop other answers in the upcoming Simanim, and all of them play themselves out in halacha l'maisa. And Mr. Shami will go through them, understand the different reasonings that the Rishonim give, and the practical applications and differences based on that. And meanwhile, have a good day.